There are plenty of problems when it comes to developing a consensus on cannabis culture. Prohibition warriors' disinformation campaigns. Stoners embellishing their accomplishments. And lastly, potheads involved were, naturally, high when shit went down. Getting the straight toke is nigh impossible. Do we care? The M-Files does. We believe the toking truth is out there. Between bong rips, vapor hits, and joint rolling, we seek marijuana facts. Many marijuana facts are actually marijuana myths, like space aliens, talking dogs, and mugwumps. This is The M-Files. Assignment number one, G13. The G13 marijuana type is fine folklore worthy of the M-Files examination. G13 is a strain of cannabis that is purportedly taken from University of Mississippi's top-secret cannabis lab. Back in the day, U.S. federal government scientists had been genetically honing G13 to be the most potent pot plant ever. Possibly, G13 was created as some sort of truth serum for FBI or CIA spooks, who wrongly believed strong cannabis extracts would make homegrown commies, foreign spies, and other evil despots break down and confess their diabolical ways. Government research revealed G13 only made people giggle under bright interrogation lights. Recognizing G13 value amongst his pothead friends, a reefer-loving researcher cloned the super-potent sativa strain, then snuck these clones out of the University of Mississippi lab before distributing cuttings to friends. There is some probability to this story. A few clones placed in test tubes are easily tossed into our insider's lunchbox and taken home. There, he grows the plant out in his backyard, providing samples and cuttings to friends to grow in their yards. Possibly, our horticulturalist brings a few inside during the winter months. But why didn't the scientist ever acquire seeds? Accepting the clone theory forces us to realize that any future G13 marijuana strains would be crossed with another strain for seeds. Regardless of backcrossing, G13 would never be in its pure form as grown in University of Mississippi lab. Had this unknown scientist, who to this day remains nameless, a secret better kept than Deep Throat, taken stable G13 seeds and cuttings, we'd be closer to believing G13 kicked around today is legitimately from University of Mississippi lab. However, the marijuana myth goes that our stoner scientist stole only cuttings, not seeds. G13 is a great stoner story worthy of a Wikipedia entry. Thus, it's not surprising when G13 begins to pop up on the stoner scene in seed form. Obviously, a new improved G13. A newly developed cannabis strain was coined G13 in honor of the marijuana myth, given a great legend to hype its potential. Who doesn't love a fabulous cannabis tale? In numerous Youngsterdam bring-your-own-bud shops, the M-Files has come across plenty of potheads sampling G13 in volcano vaporizers. Local Church of the Universe produces their own brand of G13 seeds and sacrament. It's a fantastic, uplifting, spiritual sativa high. But plenty of potheads report G13 isn't a sativa, but a highly resinous indica. A lively debate will break out amongst your posse during a session when the topic of whether G13 is an indica or sativa is discussed between bong rips. Given its fantastic legend, G13 is probably both a fucking incredible indica and sativa, depending on where the strain was procured. The one common feature found amongst all reports and samples is the copious amount of resin G13 produces. The M-Files wants to bong hit believe G13 is a liberated marijuana strain from University of Mississippi. A pure G13 government-grade stash exists somewhere still vacuum-sealed. Plausible considering we recently discovered a 2,700-year-old shaman's stash, which also contained cannabis seeds. Scientists failed to germinate them. The bulk of the bong filler known today, marketed as G13, is just that. A cleverly coy cannabis monkier. But we love G13 for its stoner lore. One day, a trench-coated toking man will meet the M-Files in an underground car park, armed with G13 seeds and samples. the M-Files on G13 will remain open, allowing us to continue to sample various offerings. On the next episode of M-Files, we investigate the 90s phenomenon of homemade vaporizers. Did Gen X potheads actually use soldering irons from hardware stores to vaporize their cannabis from instructions found on something coined an information superhighway? The M-Files is written by Matt Murnau, is hosted by Chris Twig Jellin. Music is by Luigi Saraceno and produced by Naked Brain Studios. For more info, to leave comments, or to subscribe to this show, visit the website nakedbrainstudios.com/mfiles.